This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Another hot one today. It's 7:40 in the morning, and now it's time to turn things over to the best-looking, bravest newsman that ever lived. Here's the news with Vinny.
Report. Wow, well, thank you. Very nice of you.
Nice What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responder Stair Climb. This year, the event's going to be virtual. Just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean we can't raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020. Go to ws.radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to find out more info. That's how my wife ran the Wharf to Wharf, was virtually. Like, mm-hmm. you keep time on your own watch, and then I don't know how you send it in, but, you know, they verify it, and boom, it's official.
Well, that's how we're doing a lot of stuff these days.
Yeah.
Do it. So, finding a new way.
Kind of cool.
But
all right. So,
good cause.
Here's the deal. We were talking very early this morning about what happened, like, at our own personal experiences with the lightning storm and wind, which happened Saturday night to Sunday morning, I believe. So, as we were talking about it, people were writing in and saying, that's happening right now in Nevada right now. So, it continues. That's still part of the weather pattern we're in. Hopefully we won't have any more lightning strikes that start fires, which we had two of them here in Santa Cruz County.
That would be nice.
So yeah, that's really the worst part of the lightning storm thing, is now we have fires on top of a pandemic,
right?
And a heat wave. Great.
Yay.
And then our hero firemen have to go out and fight in these conditions. It's awful. That's terrible. So anyway,
yeah,
it looks like the lightning
With all
storm
that equipment. Imagine that. Oh
no, I don't want
miss
to
heat. Mm-hmm.
Nope. Oakland swept the Giants over the weekend. They are good, everyone. So the A's are, you know, whatever this season is, if they're able to finish and go to the playoffs, it looks like the A's may be in. Also, speaking of playoffs, the NBA playoffs begin today at 10:30. So COVID continues to be the number one story going around, the coronavirus and where it's going next, and our numbers going up or down, and who has it and who doesn't. So, and we've got flu season around the corner. So a study looked at the order COVID-19 symptoms usually happen. It's different from the flu, so this is one way you're going to be able to tell, what do I got here? What am I dealing with? Do I have the flu, or do I have what we've been hiding from this whole time? It starts with a fever, they say. That's usually the first symptom people usually notice.
Okay.
The cough is next. The order of those first two is important, because it's the opposite for the flu.
Oh.
With the flu, you're more likely to have the cough before the fever kicks in. So those are the two things that will help you sort of decide what you got here and what you're dealing with. I'll definitely be going to get my flu shot, even though it didn't work last year. I'm going to do it again anyway.
They say there's no guarantee on those.
No, and you know, I think they even said that unfortunately that strain wasn't the right strain. Whatever.
Right.
I'll do it again for sure. So, because can you imagine you get COVID and the flu in the same winter?
No, I cannot.
So, first is fever. Second is cough. Muscle pain is next. That's general soreness and achiness. Upset stomach and vomiting and diarrhea is the last thing you have.
Oh.
Now, some of those will flip-flop, but the first two are the main symptoms that will help you decide whether you have the flu or COVID symptoms.
And so that's fever first, COVID, fever
cough second.
Second,
right.
Is flu. All right.
Right. So
that's interesting.
And I don't know. I know you said earlier that you had some family members. I don't know what symptoms they were dealing with or how that went for them. But it sucks. I thought about that actually quite a bit since you've said it. And that just sucks.
It's horrible.
Because they were all hanging out together.
Yep.
That means, we don't know what that means yet, right?
Right.
Crunch.
I will say they've all said, you do not want this at all costs. Which is quite the reversal from what they'd been saying leading up to it, which was that it didn't exist and
right.
we were overreacting.
Oh, God. You know, that's on the text, too. There are those people going, but they just, you don't want to be that person anyway.
It is nice to be right. It's nice to be right. But it's not nice when, you know, the people that you love, lives are in the balance. And also, you know, the amount, it's, there's really very little satisfaction in it. I'll tell you that right now.
How about a fast fact?
I'd love a fast fact.
Fast facts. Fast, fast,
I love those. Fast, handsome, brave, and bearing fast facts? What?
The time machine in Back to the Future was not originally a DeLorean. It was a refrigerator.
Oh.
Robert
That's
Zemeckis.
That's much less exciting.
Was worried it would lead to kids locking themselves in refrigerators, so he decided to change it.
That was for the best. It's
incredibly
cooler.
Responsible of him. Yes, mm-hmm. It's definitely cooler. Pineapples were such a major status symbol in Europe in the 1700s, you could rent one to take to a party. Buying one would cost you the equivalent of $8,000 in today's money.
But what if someone ate it?
Then you would owe, wouldn't you?
So you'd take it to a party just to be like, oh, yes, I have a pineapple. I'm going to put this back in my purse now. In my pineapple purse. Yeah. Yeah. Well.
It looks like they had Bogarts all the way back in the 1700s, everybody. Do you remember that term, Bogart? I don't
sure.
even know
don't
what.
Don't Bogart that joint.
Right. Or the booze, whatever. I'd
I don't know
there
why
with
I'm
my
Bogarting something. Like that's, is it a reference to Humphrey Bogart? Like did he used to hog his cigarette and not share
used
it with anyone?
I assume it was a Humphrey Bogart, but I've never seen him or one of his movies.
Oh.
So. But I remember the term because people would go, dude, you're such a Bogart. And I'd go, well, I have a 12-pack. I need all of these.
Yeah, I'm not Bogarting. This is my, I purchased these.
Yeah,
it's these Bogarting if I hand you the joint and you don't hand it back because that was my joint. So I'm not Bogarting it. I own it.
Right.
I own that joint. You're Bogarting, not me.
I'm very sad to say I'm working on alcoholism here. I need all 12 of these beers.
Right.
Thank you.
You can't have any. Go get your own to Bogart.
Pathetic. All right, let me see here. Ancient Romans loved their orgies so much that orgy planner became an actual job.
Oh, like,
how do you like that?
What would they, how would, you know, plenty of lotions and lubes? I don't know what
I'm assuming that you
days.
Need all those things. Yeah,
would, sure. I mean, fluffy pillows and places to shower. Boy, I mean, I feel like I could plan that pretty easily. It wouldn't take that much.
Well, maybe you're one of the people doing this type form of entertainment during the pandemic because in San Antonio, they say this, that's right. There's a segue for you from a an orgy fast fact to an actual orgy story.
Oh, yeah.
Out of San Antonio, Texas.
Told you he was the best.
This made the TV news there, as they say. It looks like San Antonio ranks number 4 on the list of people looking for threesomes during a pandemic. So that's crazy enough. But now there's residents being accused of throwing huge sex parties. And of course...
Hooray!
Well, I'm not, I don't know.
Well, it's your own fault if you go to a sex party and you wind up catching COVID. I mean, that is your fault, 100%.
A bunch of neighbors have called police on this one home in their neighborhood where they say, and it's happened, they say, 24 times police have been called out to this house now. They're having parties sometimes twice a day. According to the social media, they even advertise on social media, they say. There's a flyer that was found crumpled up that says, and there's a graphic advertisement, they say, but it's they're asking for a $10 donation in exchange. There are condoms, personal lube, towels, booze, snacks.
So for 10 bucks, oh, that's a pretty good deal.
It is a pretty good deal. You're right. Social media advertisements indicate when the parties happen and where. Twice a day from noon to 3 and from 5 until whenever everyone's done.
Oh, 3 to 5 is not enough time to clean up after the first orgy, in my humble opinion. I mean, noon to 3 and 5 till whenever? No.
Well,
twice a day. I just think it's too much, Vin. Once
maybe.
A day. I'm fine with once a day.
The neighbors told the TV station that came out to report on the house of orgy that they've seen as many as 24 cars parked outside that house at once.
Oh, boy.
One of the homeowners
pile of bodies
has disputed the claim, saying there's always going to be a Karen or two in the neighborhood. That's so sad, the Karen narc thing.
Poor Karen,
that's
just, I know.
Karen's, and I actually have a story sort of related to the Karen thing, too. So this thing ends with no resolution. There's someone throwing.
Is it illegal to throw an orgy?
I don't think it is.
Or is it just
well,
that it breaks the gathering of number rules or something?
It should. Well, but Texas doesn't, remember, they don't believe in this.
Oh, I thought Texas had kind of a turnaround because they had so many cases.
Oh,
I don't know. Obviously not.
I guess
not.
That's the way that works. You deny that it's actually happening till you get it.
Till it happens to you.
Suddenly, oh, this is for reals.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
They say the male equivalent of Karen. I feel bad for Karen because I used to go with a Karen.
Yep.
And so
the name Karen's been ruined. Like it's
right.
You know, for every nice Karen out there who's not a narc, turns out there's a narky Karen. Who knew, you know?
They say based on the popularity of the name over the past 70 years, the male equivalent closest to Karen, because they've been trying to find that.
I see.
Whether that's, you know, Kyle Greg or Ken. There's a bunch of names.
Ken's good.
Ken is good.
So what's the, what do they decide on?
The male equivalent is Terry, everyone. Terry just got ruined as they've mapped out different men's names trends over the past 70 years to find out what rose to fame like Karen did and dropped out of popularity with the same sort of pace. And it's Terry. So Karen and Terry are now the names ruined by our cancel culture.
Okay.
Super duper.
Yeah, everything's canceled.
Terry. I think this is funny because I don't disagree with it, actually. According to a new study out of Canada, wine coolers are a gateway drug. That's right. If you don't like the taste of booze, and so here you are, you've tasted it, and you've said, well, how could anybody like that?
Right.
Someone
Let me ease you in with
you,
a Bartles and James.
Right. A sugary, carbonated, what do you want to call that? Whatever those
disgusting
are.
Disgusting
right.
Vomit maker. I will go on record as saying I have never drunk wine coolers and not barfed. Never. Because I haven't drunk them since I was 18 years old. Because, you know, you barf a few times and you're like, well, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm moving on to peppermint schnapps. Oh, remember peach tree schnapps? That was another big, you know, you can just put those, you're too young for real alcohol. So you drink.
I never really
stuff.
Did the schnapps thing. I think people would put peppermint schnapps in their Boda bag, if you remember those, when you'd go skiing. But the truth is, you'd get so wasted off that stuff that you'd eventually be, by lunchtime, you're rolling down the mountain and you're just not capable of finishing the day. At least that's my experience. I don't
your
know
Your après ski
of
is face down in the snow. It's not as fun as everyone else is having.
Anyway, these wine coolers, they say that's what helps get people used to the taste of alcohol before you can transition to the harder stuff. So the wine cooler is the new gateway drug, everyone.
Well, it's the gateway to alcohol, and alcohol is the gateway to everything else.
Right.
Everything's a good idea when you're lit.
Including leaving that condom in your pocket.
Yeah, that thing. What do I need that for?
Does it get any dumber than
anything.
That? You've got one in your pocket.
Yeah, but I can't feel anything. I already can't feel anything. I'm going to put that on now? I'm going to get a
Our
reputation.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 0925 has jumped into the mix. I heard the equivalent of Karen was Brad.
Oh, Brad and Karen.
Oh, and another one, 209. I thought the male equivalent of Karen was Todd. At least Karen is locked in.
Yeah, Karen is for sure ruined.
Poor Karen.
We're just looking for a guy named to ruin. I say we just start calling dudes who narc Karen as well. Let's just ruin one name. Can we just ruin one? Poor Karens out there. The nice
Karens.
Then
you used to go with someone named Karen or someone who acts like a Karen. No, her name was Karen. Although, I don't know what it is with... hers was spelt with an I, not an E, and so I would watch her sort of struggle in her life with that, constantly saying, no, not that way.
Yeah,
and now I'm
way.
With a Christina that has no H, so I watch her go, no H. And of course, watching Yuzette go through the world was...
Well, at least they had to stop. They weren't going to make any kind of assumption on Yuzette.
Right,
what
right.
now? I'm sorry. Did you say that again?
U Z
E
right.
Yeah.
What?
What now?
Vin, it's never too late to ferberize Edie. Let her cry it out for a few nights, then magically it's over. They go right to sleep.
Dr.
I did it with
thing?
My twins and single babies. It works. Makes your life easier now. Well, listen, that kid wasn't the one. The first kid was the one that cried and was really difficult. Our second kid has been a dream until last week.
Mm.
And we don't know what, we're just going through a phase. But last night was good. And the night before was okay, too. So we may have gone through whatever that was, hopefully.
Right.
Fingers crossed. Knocking on every piece
well,
of...
Well, it's like she was overexcited because Nona showed up, you know?
Might so be, got, yeah.
You know.
Could be it. Yeah, that kid
I blame
not
you,
the
Sandy.
One.
Sandy, it's your fault, Sandy. She was great right up until you got there.
Sandy's got a few more days with the kids, and then we got to take her home.
Oh, no. Can't she just stay
by
forever?
We, I mean me. I got to take her home.
Oh, it's you. You're, Christina went and got her, and you bring her back?
Right. So I think Friday after the show, I get to get in the van and drive.
Oh, what fun.
Yay.
Well, on the plus side, you'll have the drive back, you know. Listen to a book or a podcast.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Rock out.
Right.
You know.
Anyway, I'm super late. So what's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'm going to do some music news. I have a Jason Mraz and Taylor Swift together story and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.